Compared to last year, calls actually went up about 123%. So we had 29 calls for service this year in December compared to 13. That's total calls for service. Specifically, if you start breaking down calls, we had zero battery domestic violence calls. Bookings as far as arrests, we had one arrest up in Searchlight. And that looks like about it. So, is there any specific questions you have for me?
Yes, I have a question, please.
Okay.
Do you know if you're going to be the person that's going to be giving us our report every time?
That I do not know.
Okay.
So, it'll probably be broken up. It'll probably be different officers coming up to give it.
Okay. What I was hoping for is that we can get a little bit more on what's happening criminally in town.
Okay.
I looked back on some other reports given in previous years, and they used to do that, and we've been having, obviously, 123% is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to just find out what's happening with any information you can give us so that we know,
okay,
as a town what's going on, because everyone is very involved in things like that.
Absolutely. I'll go get with the one of the lists over there and see if we can get it broken down by calls and what type of calls, what type of crimes.
Yes.
If it's burglaries, batteries, like what type of calls I've canceled out, that type of thing.
Okay, so that would be great.
Okay.
Now, are you from the Enterprise Command Station?
No, Laughlin.
Is someone from the Enterprise Command Station supposed to be taking care of this or not?
Enterprise? No, ma'am.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Searchlight falls under Laughlin.
It falls under Laughlin.
Yeah,
okay.
Searchlight Laughlin.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
nice to meet everybody.
Glad to have you guys.
Is this where I make mention of all the things going on out on Grandpa's Road?
Please come up.
Yep. She'll have questions for you.
Okay.
Judy Lendorf, Grandpa's Road and Henderson. In the past few weeks, there's been nonstop people coming out there, apparently at night or maybe during the day. They haven't impacted our place, but as neighbors got together and checked with BLM, and they don't have right-of-ways on any of the roads within the community, so we've put up two gates, one on either end. The gate has been compromised a couple times. I think we have it fixed now, so they can no longer lift it off hinges and go around. They go to a vacant property that is owned by someone from Searchlight and are just hauling things off day by day. I happened to walk the area on the 1st of January, took pictures of all the stuff around. I was back over there on the 10th. One of the travel trailers is missing, and I know where it is. And it's here in town, and I can send you there. But the owner he lives in Phoenix, and his work has taken him to Guam, and he just got back from Guam. I called him today and told him what was going on, and I think you may be hearing from him, and I can give you his telephone number.
Okay.
I'm aware of three trailers that have been stolen off that property, a flatbed trailer, some sort of a utility trailer with some sides on it. I don't have a picture or good description on that one. And then a little travel trailer. And they've cut locks off of everything. The guy who lived there until he passed was a hoarder, and it's his son who owns it. But he had a lot of good tools and stuff. And that place has been broken into. Every storage container, every box truck, all the locks are cut off, doors are left open. So it's, I go to Lowe's when I need something. These people go out there. So if anyone would patrol out there from time to time,
okay,
We do have combination locks on the two gates. I will have to give you that combination. We've been very careful to only give it to like the propane deliverer and the people who live there.
Okay.
So anyway, it's there was a big run last fall in September. I understand someone was arrested for that, did a month in jail, and then who knows whether it's him or someone else back plying their trade, but it's makes the person who lives out there just past their full time. There's a lady who lives out there alone, extremely nervous because who knows who these people are and what they're capable of.
Okay. We'll get with you after the meeting, get some more information from you.
Thank you. I have pictures.
Yes, ma'am.
Receive a report from Mike Jackson, Executive Director with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition.
Hello, my name is Anna Tolamo. I'm the Director of Operations. Mike Jackson wasn't able to make it this evening, so I'm here to give the report. We are trying to make it to more meetings to give you guys an update. In the back, and as I gave the board, is our ridership. Our ridership is moving very slowly, but it is starting to recover. So we are going to try to do some more outreach and try to get the ridership up. The next thing was we were contacted about the bus shelter and how desperately it needed repair. So we did come out, we refurbished it. We also gave the lock to someone so that you can utilize the shelter for your advertisement. And this month we really don't have very much to share because, like I said, we're still trying to get the ridership up. With the bus shelter being here, we are hoping that the ridership does get better so we can start utilizing the bus shelter as well. But right now the ridership is kind of slow. I can answer any questions, but it's pretty much
I'm the one you might have talked to, and I have the key.
Yes.
If anybody needs it. But a schedule of the times that they'll stop at the bus stop, did we talk about that? Or?
You and I had conversation, and we were going to put a hold on it because printing stuff, and I totally forgot.
Okay.
So I didn't bring any.
Okay. So you will...
Yes.
Can I give you my email? And you can
I think we have each other's email.
Okay.
So, but if I would have thought about it, I could have brought them from Laughlin yesterday, but I apologize.
That's okay.
I totally forgot.
I just want to put them in the box, you know, storage
areas.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I have to go down to Laughlin, and I will be passing back through Monday afternoon. I will make it a point to contact you via email on Monday.
Okay.
And we'll do like I did last time. I'll swing in, give you all the brochures, and then head back to
okay.
Vegas.
Thank you very much, Anna.
I'd just like to say thank you. The bus stop looks really nice.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We could utilize it more and try to stay on top of it. We will. It's just a lot of times our Vegas Express only stops to use the bathroom here in Searchlight.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been very many people from Searchlight going into Vegas anymore.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Bradley Longton with Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. And he's not here, does he? Is there a...
No report.
No report.
No.
No.
Number six, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. In December 2021, Searchlight's water usage was 4.1 million gallons. That is down 50,000 gallons from December of 2020, so good going, everybody. Other than that, your system is stable. Unless you have questions, that's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number seven, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage.
No report.
No
report. Number eight, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
I'm Beth Hanlon Bilbray, Clark County Parks and Recreation. Statistics for December, we had 4 programs, 50 visits, 1 event, the Searchlight Holiday Party. Thank you to that came out. We had 30 people for that. We already went over the Holiday House Decorating Contest winners. Thank you, Mark. Something that wasn't on my list because I just got the email, I did get approval to do a Facebook site for South County, so as soon as I find out the name for that, I'll let you guys know. I can post flyers and everything for Laughlin, Calabari, and Searchlight. And that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number 9, receive a report from Caroline Adams with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Good evening, everyone. So we started Back to the Kids program this month, and also we have a winter reading challenge where kids from 0 to 18 can read and have a chance to win prizes at the end of this month. We also have a reading club after school to help the kids with the reading hours for that program. On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, the library have programs for kids after school, like the reading club, painting, Legos, open play, games, and crafts. For adults, we have a book club and painting at the library. We also start visiting the Cottonwood apartments so the residents can order material and have them delivered once a week on Wednesdays. And our monthly calendar is posted at the library door in the post office. We also have copies available for anyone that wants at the library. Any questions? No? Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. Number 10, receive a report from Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
John Messenberg, M-E-S-E-N-B-R-I-N-K, Acting Director of Searchlight Senior Center. We are open the first and third Wednesday of every month for 3 Square Foods. If anyone would is 60 and over, but we never turn anybody away if they need food. We're only open on those 2 days. It'll be Wednesday, the 5th of January, and the 19th of January. We're open up every Thursday for a meal and bingo, and we've set up a takeout program. If you want dinner, call, order, and come and pick up your meal. We would like to open more days of the week, but we don't have the membership, and with the ongoing COVID issue, people are being very cautious. But we're there for you, and I'm bringing some menus to lead for January. Is there any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Number 11, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
I actually have nothing to report this month, but I'll take any questions or concerns regarding public works.
Number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Michelle Brown, B-R-O-W-N. So the first thing I'm going to do is for the SBO. This month is our membership drive. If you were a member to begin with, you'll be getting a letter in the mail. And just fill out that form and either mail it back or you can see me and just hand it to me. If you aren't a member and you would like to be a member, we have forms on the table in the back and we would appreciate you joining. We're going to have a bocce ball dedication. The court is going to finally be finished. Oh, but if the Board of County Commissioners approves it, it will be finished sometime the end of this month. So on February 10th, we're inviting the whole community to come out to the dedication at 12:45, and there'll be a barbecue right after that. Commissioner Matt Naft and Mark are going to be there for a ribbon cutting, so it'll be a fun afternoon. Parks and Rec. We have two art class art workshops coming up, one on February 3rd and one on February 7th. We're working with the Spirit of the Land Committee for the mural project. So if anybody, it's free, it's going to be from 3:30 to 5 in the evening right here in this room. We have all of the materials, and we'll have artists that are actually doing the presentation of how to do their craft, their skill. So if you'd like to come and do that, we will be putting up any of the art that comes into Parks and Rec or to the Spirit of the Land Committee. We'll be putting it up and displaying it in the foyer of the community centers. That's it.
Thanks. Do you have a flyer on that?
For the art project?
Yeah.
Kim and Michaela are making those up, and I should have them by the end of next week.
Okay.
So we'll be passing those out. The same thing with the Searchlight Betterment Organization things. We'll have flyers soon on that, too.
Okay.
We have the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce making those for us.
Thank you. Planning and zoning. I still have a question on this, if I could. We did vote 5-0 to approve, but I want to make sure I know what we approved. The waiver of development standards for landscaping and screening is what we would approve, and we did, but I don't know about design reviews, use permit, if we had anything to do with that. So if anybody can help me with that question.
So unfortunately, we can't discuss it more. What you did is you voted exactly the 5-0 in favor of what's written on the agenda. And that's your recommendation. And what will happen next is this will be heard January 18th of this month for the Planning Commission. And then February 2nd of this month or next month, it'll be the Board of County Commissioners. So you provided your recommendation to the county as the advisory board for the Searchlight Town Advisory Board, and that's what you did. So you voted on for the landscape and screening, the heliport, the final grading plan, and all of that.
So we voted for everything?
Everything that's listed in there, yes.
Yeah.
So.
And we can't discuss this?
No. We cannot discuss it because it, yeah.
She can't go to...
You are more than welcome to go to the PC on January 18th and the BCC on February 2nd as well.
Do you know the times?
I want to say 9 or 9:30, but please don't quote me on that.
You can go online and get the...
Yeah, if you go to Clark County, nv.gov, and then go to Meetings and Agenda, it'll show you all the upcoming meetings, and you can click on it there. I'll give you the time and all the agenda items, so.
Thank you.
Yep.
General business. None. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, This will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Any comments by the public?
Judy Bendorf, Grandpa's Road and Henderson. Friends of Walking Box Ranch, due to the latest COVID thing, we're not sure what we're doing, but there's a cleanup scheduled out there again from January 29th from 9 to noon. And we're always looking for volunteers. We have quite a few tools we store out there on site now. And then the next stargazing will be February 5th at 6 p.m. at Walking Box Ranch. We're going to every other month instead of every month because the fellow that leads the program gets tired. And he does it on the odd months. He does one for Sloan Canyon. So anyway, any questions?
Thank you. Any other comments? I wanted to ask if you know where Grandpa's Road is, right?
Yes, ma'am.
In that area? Okay. The next meeting will be February 9th, 2022, and we will now adjourn. Thank you very much for coming.